At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
With assassins!
Oh, you betcha. You know, they got the Velcro straps, a water pump in the tongue, built-in pedometer, reflective sidewalls, and little vanity license plates.
Ahoy, hoy, everybody, and welcome to another Talking Simpsons interview. I am one of your hosts for this one, Bob Mackey, and I'm mad about Shu, frankly.
Well, Bob, I hope you like my NYPD Shu sketch, because it's pretty much the same thing.
I love it, and today...
Hey, I'm Henry Gilbert, yes.
We're talking all about shoes, specifically the new Vans line of Simpsons shoes and other gear. And today we are talking to Avon Helford and Deandra Fuentes, who are both the designers behind the new line of Vans Simpsons apparel and footwear. Very cool and now on sale.
Yes, yeah, and you'll find, you know, links to where you can get it in the description. And it was really cool to speak to Avon and Dee about this.
And we just talked to them for about 10 minutes about the new line, their inspiration, and other ideas that they had that didn't make the cut. And full disclosure, we were bought and sold by the Vans company.
We did get a free pair of shoes for this. Yes, yeah. But they also do, I mean, they do look kind of cool. But yeah.
And I will always take free things.
Yes, yeah. If you want to send it, know that you can. But yeah, it was fun to talk to these designers about their shoes. I do really like the Mr. Plow ones are pretty cool looking. But yeah, so if you've seen those shoes around or interested to hear about how they were designed, listen to our chat with Deandre and Avon. Okay, so hey, welcome guys, Dee and Avon. I guess I wanted to start with asking, you know, as fans of The Simpsons, like what's your history like growing up with The Simpsons?
Oh, my history. So I think as a visual person, I was first attracted to The Simpsons through just the amazing color and vibrance and shape and line, and then the humor, obviously. But I think Avon is more of a dedicated fan. So I'm going to let him speak on his journey with The Simpsons. Yes.
Totally. So, yeah, I was super, super stoked to be able to be part of this collaboration. As soon as it was brought up, I was so excited. I'm trying to think. I think I started watching it in 99. I was trying to think of the very first episode I saw. I started skating around then, started skateboarding around 98, 99. And I think my dad showed me the Bart the Daredevil episode because he knew I'd connect with that one. And I don't know if it was sort of try to be a precautionary tale or what it was, but I just instantly fell in love with it. And I just started watching every week. I think I pretty much immediately got whatever sort of box set I could and just caught up as quickly as I could, and then just continued watching each week. I think for a birthday gift, I got the poster with all of the characters on it. And at that time, it was much more minimal. And looking as we were working on this collaboration, I saw that they had released a new one that had expanded the universe by so many characters. And it was really, really crazy to see. And it's super, super cool. So yeah, definitely have always loved the show and been super connected with it. The same as Dee, the humor, the relatability, and just kind of the whole family aspect and the whole atmosphere and environment that they've created has been amazing.
Yeah, I didn't even consider the connection of, like, you know, Bart with his skateboarding to Van shoes, which are, you know, a skater shoe. That's it makes a lot of sense now I think about it.
So how did both of you approach the designs for these shoes in terms of choosing which characters to feature and what to reference in the show?
Totally. So we really wanted to celebrate just the iconic history of the show and just the pop culture phenomenon that it's become, and just really uplift all of those relationships and that super in-depth entire family and really the entire relationship of Springfield and all of its characters and just the, again, the iconic nature of what's been created there. So there were a lot of different things that come into the concepts. Let's see, we really wanted to uplift those characters and the relationships again. So we focused in, we wanted to make a shoe for so many different characters, but unfortunately that would be impossible.
No space for a Hans Molman shoe just yet.
No, we actually, like, I think that might've been thrown out there.
An orthopedic shoe maybe.
Yeah, that would have been amazing. Just being able to go through the history, it was really, really cool that we were able to use the 1987 Tracy Ullman short illustrations. Mm-hmm. So we have those shoes that kind of compare the 2020 illustrations and those characteristics to the original 1987 characters. So that was really, really special. And then kind of building off of that and just creating all of the different relationships with Marge and her sisters, Patty and Selma, with Homer and everybody from the bar, Bart and Lisa for president, just was such an amazing one. That was the issue. We all kind of just played around with our own ideas and presented them to the rest of the group and just kind of went from there. We were able to hide some Easter eggs in some of the shoes. So I don't know how in depth I want to go into that, because I know the whole point of an Easter egg is for the people to find them themselves. But just trying to really encapsulate the rich culture that The Simpsons has created and just going through as much of their history as possible, really.
Well, yeah, the Marge and her sisters one, I really like the use of, like, you know, it's of different types of fabric in there. Like the hair on Patty and Selma, it stands out from the rest of it. It's great.
Yeah, there's like such a, I feel, working with all of our collaborations in the past, there's such limited opportunity to really capture humor in a shoe. But I think with how iconic the humor is to the show, it was the perfect shoe to just go for it. Normally, say, like, the leg hair on a character, that's something that perhaps consumers would stray away from, but I think hopefully the Simpsons fan would be like, that's amazing. I mean, that would be the hope. So I think that was like one of the my favorite shoes to ever work on, just because we get to look at it through the lens of humor and then pushing people to like pick up something that might make them uncomfortable or giggle. Yeah, that's the hope.
And I have noticed that fanny packs are part of this line. Is that a callback to the 90s, or have fanny packs come back and I'm just not aware?
I think a little bit of both.
Is it safe to wear a fanny pack again?
I have been, so I hope so.
Okay.
They seem pretty useful.
Yeah.
I think it's, and having Lisa's smiling face on it makes it like even friendlier.
I'm glad we've taken back the fanny pack. It is very useful. Yeah. I mean, a Batman kind of has one, right?
I guess that is what his utility belt is. Yeah.
Utility fanny pack.
Form and function. Can't go wrong.
And another of my favorites is the Mr. Plow one. Just like, not just, you kind of have the kind of like fringe or furriness of Homer's jacket is kind of represented on the top, but also even the flyer with the Klondike Five is so great. I love that.
Totally. And that's actually on one of our kind of weatherized shoe builds. So that one's good for the snow, and just, again, creating that full story, kind of combining the shoe and the character.
And can you talk about any ideas that didn't make the cut? Anything you tried to make happen but didn't? I'm just there's so many things that you have on the gallery I'm looking at right now. I'm just wondering, like, was there something that didn't quite make it that almost did?
I have a story.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, like Avon mentioned, there were so many characters that we wanted to incorporate into the collection, but just, you know, had limited design count. But so the women's perspective, as you could see, is Marge and her sisters and Lisa. But we wanted to maybe rope in the other characters, the other male characters with a Valentine's Day play that didn't get picked up. So the I choose you. Aww. And all of the Valentine's, we wanted to like put all of like Milhouse and everyone in like little lockets, but as like a women's play. But that was something that I was hoping for, but it you know, we'll just hold it in our hearts. But I'm sure Avon has the deep cuts, so he has a bunch as well.
It's not quite a deep cut on this one, but we really wanted to try to do a Krusty and Sideshow Bob kind of conflict shoe. that we thought would have been super, super amazing, but just in the end having to focus it all down to a, how many shoes? Just really having to focus it on down was a very, very difficult choice.
And another one I really do like is the El Bartel one. Like, that's such a great, like, early show reference to, like, Bart hasn't done El Bartel in so long, but seeing the like all the spray paint style on it is such a cool thing too. I love that, and the shirt that goes with it in the set also looks really neat.
Thank you. Yeah, we wanted to try to just make it look like he had just taken the shoe, thrown up his piece on it, just crosses from the rubber onto the side of the shoe and everything. And it was just such a cool reference that so many episodes just see in the corner of some random wall, and it just kind of tied everything together so nicely, we thought, and definitely encapsulated kind of Bart's character as well.
Yeah, I am seeing a lot of very early Simpsons stuff from season one earlier. So we talked about the Ullman show, we talked about El Barto, and even the Otto shirt I'm looking at has like a season one Otto quote that he said only once, but it's very evocative of who Otto is.
Definitely. Love that shirt so much.
You guys have much interaction with the Simpsons, creative team on this and their thoughts on it? Did you hear much?
We really were kind of in communication, and they'd offer we'd pitch ideas to them, see what was working, see what wasn't working, what we could do, what we couldn't do, and just making sure that everything went really smooth. And we definitely were able to communicate with them, get so much insight, and learn things that we had no idea about. So it was definitely a really cool collaborative process.
Yeah, and everything went to Matt for final review. We didn't get to interact with him one-on-one, but he had absolutely the final say in everything. So.
Cool.
He wrote one of the best notes that we ever got was he wrote on our CADs, on our illustration sheets, and on the Bouvier one, he said, "Funny." And I was like, "Funny?" He said, "Funny." Yes.
That's high praise indeed.
That's great.
Yeah.
I was curious, in the world of The Simpsons, I was trying to think of like any other time they did a joke about a specific shoe in the show. And it's kind of other than like, my first thought was Bart's giant orthopedic shoes, but those are not very attractive, I suppose. But did you guys consider the Assassins, the crazy, Air Jordan style shoes Homer had in one episode?
We may or may not have gone for that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I was also wondering if you would ever try to recreate shoes you saw on the show. I mean, the characters don't really have iconic shoes. Maybe Bart does. He's got the little, like, kind of like Chuck Taylor's a bit, but they all have very oddly shaped shoes. They're like hooves, so I don't know how that would play out if you actually wore them.
There was, there's the one in the Pro Skate line that's the Chukka that was definitely a reference to his shoes with the medial or the inside kind of circle. Mm. We put his little skull and Bart skull and crossbones on there. So we definitely tried to reference that. But with most of the stuff, we really wanted to kind of get in as much kind of storytelling as possible.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And also, I love that, I wish that Krusty and Bob one does sound so cool. But I do really like the Itchy and Scratchy one that you guys can even... reference the not even just the characters, but the shows within the show. That's really great, too.
Thank you. Yeah, we really wanted to put that Krusty seal of approval on there as well. We just thought that tied the whole thing together perfectly.
It's perfect.
That's not that brand doesn't inspire a lot of confidence in other people. But I love that.
I know at the beginning of every one of your episodes, you have the Krusty's hardly approval. I love it.
It might be the first quality Krusty product.
Yeah.
One that won't burn you in any way.
When were you guys brought in on this to work on it? I am curious, when did this all begin for you guys?
When was that? Actually, I can pull up a date on one of my...
So we worked pretty far out in footwear. I think we started working on this at the beginning of 2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think somewhere right? around there, yeah.
Or the end of 2018. So it's like Avon and I were chatting about this before jumping on this call, and we sometimes forget what shoes look like when they get released because it's like 2 years in the future. Our sense of time is very warped in the footwear world. But yeah, it's been a while, and it's great to see them come to fruition and hear all of the feedback and hear what you're all excited about.
No, and that that button up too, I really love the with the prints of all the character faces on it. Like there's. That's was it always intended like this isn't just going to be shoes, we're going to expand beyond and shirts and all the other stuff?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we with the apparel side, we always kind of work hand in hand and be sure to build out into just the most impactful collection possible. So definitely those were, they were included from the beginning.
Well, thank you guys so much for your time.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to, we usually do include some plugs other than just the shoes. Do you guys have Twitters you want to send people to or anything like that?
I don't. Thank you, though.
Yeah, thanks. The full collection, I think the slideshow is on the Vans Instagram. I personally don't have a Twitter, but it was great to scroll through the product shoot yesterday, and yeah, everyone did a great job, but that's my little plug. Awesome. Shout out to the team who made it come to life, and shout out to both of you for having us and asking us great questions. Appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Thanks for your time. They look great. Yes. I can't wait to check them out in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here. Thank you so much. Thanks to the team, and definitely check it out online when it comes out. Yeah, thanks so much for having us. It's been super awesome.
Thank you.
How much?
Well, you know, they're not giving them away. But sometimes you've just got to spoil yourself.
Yeah.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.